Tom, no, I don't have it broken down on how many minutes we're going to speak. I need to just wing that. Why am I doing that? Because we are virtual. And people tend to talk when somebody else says something. Then I want to speak. That's fine. We are not in person. I need to reiterate, we're not in person. Some of the rules of the game has to change simply because we are virtual. I'm on top of everybody. Anybody that wants to talk is going to talk. But I need you, like the general manager said, you know, y'all got to stop slamming people. Time's changing. Look at what's going on. Tom.
Madam Chair, thank you. And I agree with you 100%. We need to stop slamming people. We need to start working together as a team. This is a comment to the general manager. David, I want to welcome you once again. And also, I was proud to be able to help KPFT with the no trespassing signs and also I did spend the night at the station. I was notified by Bob Gardner that we did have people sleeping behind the station. So I did sit out in the parking lot in my car. And my daughter and I worked together as a team to keep KPFT safe. She put up the no trespassing signs, and I sat out there at nighttime. And I want to thank David for allowing me to do that. Also, I'm a little bit upset because I offered my services to KPFT for a development meeting to be able to zoom it live, and I was shot down, it wasn't fair. Okay. I mean, I'm trying to help improve KPFT and in order, you know, to have a Zoom meeting, you know, this is a way that everybody could have, you know, reaction. I mean, you know, see the other person's reaction. Other than hollering at each other on the phone, it's not right. So I'm just, you know, voicing my opinion, and I'm not going to name any names, but that person knows who he is. So I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of the meeting, and I thank you, Madam Chair, for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Madam Chair, I see that Ms. Cab, her hand is up.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
In fact, what I want to do is to talk about the CAB and the Community Advisory Board. Hi, Darrell. How are you? Hello, everybody. One of the things that I've already presented to the general manager is the importance of the Community Advisory Board. And I would really like to push right now the information from the town hall meeting year before last. We're going to do another one, and this time I won't have to worry about somebody sabotaging the space that I have because it'll be virtual. But I'm also hoping that maybe one of the things we can do is join with other community advisory boards to see if we can, for all of Pacifica, find a way to bring membership up, increase funding. We did several fundraisers through Facebook last year, and you know, recognizing that part of the problem is the dysfunction within KPFT, within Pacifica, that allows people to have a reason not to participate because they don't think they have a place. They don't think they have a voice. I would like to see, maybe in public comment that there be something that we as members of KPFT, we as listeners can say to you, these are the things that we would like to see happen. and that you take them into consideration rather than it's 30 minutes of wasted time and wasted voices. At some point, you've got to listen to the listeners, because we're the ones who make up what the station, how the station grows along with the programmers. And we do need new programming, that's for sure. That's not our job as a cab, but it is our job as a cab to talk to the people who are listeners, older listeners, as well as those that could be new listeners by getting new programming. And so I'm going to work with the general manager, we're working on it right now, to get him in touch with journalism and literature professors that can get students to participate with us. And I would really like for them to be welcomed and not be part of any kind of manipulation or any kind of sabotage. And I'm not saying that to be mean to anybody. It happens, and it has happened. And I am ready to focus on saving KPFT, increasing listenership for KPFT, and working with programmers, including having our own program to talk about what the community wants to hear, and for a place where they can ask questions about what's going on at KPFT and the surrounding areas. And so I hope that you'll support that. I hope that you will encourage the people that are becoming part of the community advisory board to really want to be a part of creating the best of what happens here. And so I'm just letting you know that the community advisory board is going to start doing its work to make sure that we can get CPV money, to make sure that our station is diverse and inclusive, and that it finds a way to become an anti-racist platform throughout all of KPFT. Thank you.
Thank you. Paula.
I don't see any other hands raised or anyone in the chat wanting to speak. So I take it that's it for the public comments.
Is that it?
A chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Maybe we could ask at a later time. And during the meeting, this is what the two other, the Cat West Coast stations are doing. They're dividing it 10 minute, 10 minute, 10 minute. And they usually do one just before they do some big vote. If not necessarily, but if they do have, they do that. And we do all together, you know, 30 minutes. So maybe later, the chair might want to ask if anybody wants to speak. I'm just suggesting.
Okay, that's okay. Do I have to have a vote on that, or I can just do it?
I see a hand up, Madam Chair. It's caller one in use. I'm not sure who that person is, but I do see your hand up. You can't speak at this time. Caller, go ahead and speak. Okay, they lowered their hand, so obviously they don't want
okay.
to. Okay.
All right. Ted, since you always try to function as a parliamentarian, do I need to vote on that suggestion from Nancy? You are on mute.
I don't think anybody's going to object, especially if you keep it with the 19 minutes that are still left for public comment. I think we're
right.
going to move on and okay. get on with the business.
Okay, I heard that. Let's go. Next person on the agenda is you, Ted Weiskel. Can you present your motion?
I move that we rejoin the Houston Peace and Justice Center and pay a annual dues of $45.
Is there a second to that?
Nobody. Wally knows. Seconds that.
Thank you, Wally. Is there any discussion? It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, Ted?
Yes. And I think I have about 3 minutes to make my case.
I'm glad you paid attention to that. Go ahead.
There are a number of people on this call tonight who have been involved in the Houston Peace and Justice Center, the radio station itself at their annual banquet in the past has received awards for being the local peacemaker of this community. We have had keynote speakers that have come from our staff. The Houston Peace and Justice Center, like this organization, could use an infusion of energy. Venecia Williams has said that she would be the representative from this body to their quarterly meetings, assuming there was no objection to that. And the Houston Peace and Justice Center has had, before COVID, an annual summer camp for kids that P.K. McCary has been a director of. I think that if we join HPJC, we can leverage the many organizations that belong to HPJC, I think about 20, to get involved in donating money to this radio station. The $45 that we're talking about, well, heck, I recently paid $250, or was it $350? I'm not sure, but the amount to make the contribution to this radio station. I believe that it will pay many dividends, and it's a small token payment to an organization that has done a lot of good for the community over approximately 20 years that I've known that it has been in existence. I would encourage others who are familiar with HPJC to add their thoughts.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Thank you, Ted, for that information. I do see that Richard Uzzell's hand is up. Could you go ahead and speak at this time, Richard?
Let me get off mute. Yeah, I think this probably is a good idea. I would like to add an amendment to Ted's motion, and my amendment would be to add Egberto Willis as our spokesperson on that, in that group.
Okay. Is there any objection to that, Ted?
I don't hear a second, first of all. I don't know whether Egberto wants to do it.
Okay, can we,
I'll second.
Thank you. But can we discuss the particulars who's going to represent KPFC offline? Teresa.
There's something I need to call to people's attention. I really think that we can help the many, many nonprofits in Houston by giving them free PSAs, for example, or announcing when their meetings are as part of a community calendar.
Okay, Tariq.
Yes?
Can you hold that thought for a second? Because that's not what we were talking about.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just hold on. Huh? Who's somebody? There's a.
I was about to make that point that it wasn't germane. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne.
Pardon me. Please explain how it's. I do want to discuss this topic.
Teresa,
and I think I just said talking about joining HPJC and spending $45.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the PSA.
May I finish? It's problematic because it's a slippery slope. And I don't want to say, I don't want to support HPJC. I think we ought to join. If we're going to join HPJC, then we should probably join CEC, Citizens Environmental Coalition, which includes over 100 environmental nonprofits. And I think that we ought to cover some of their events. And if we had a representative that was a member of CEC, they could feed this information. But do we want to spend $45, $100 for all of these different organizations because we think that then we'll be aware and then maybe those people will donate to us? I think the most logical thing is to cover the news that they have. And I'm not sure that having a membership is necessarily the way to get information from them.
First of all, a membership is not being paid by KPFT. That's number one. So KPFD is not footing that bill. Number two, can we just go back to the motion on the floor? And since we now have a general manager, let him figure out who's going to represent KPFT. That is the job of a general manager.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Well, Madam Chair, and all due respect, I can't agree with your last statement that the general manager's job is to run the station. It is the local station board to determine when we're talking about the local station board making a decision as to KPFT. If he wanted to have KPFT, the station, as a member, then I would think he probably does have the latitude to join since he has great latitude in expenditures depending upon the line items he's using to pay out. But if this has been a motion brought forth to the local station board, so the station manager wouldn't have to say who
right.
would be the representative.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Can we just vote on whether we want a membership for the station?
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Madam Chair, we have GM's hand up. Madam Chair, we have the general manager's hand up wanting to speak.
General manager, David, go ahead.
Hi guys, don't mean to interrupt your thought process here, but for groups like Ted is speaking about, to be able to get into it, I'm going to kind of put this together with what Teresa was saying. I know that they're going to want, to do things with us, and they're going to want to do some airtime, but if we are to grow and join these groups, I think that it would be very good on their part if they would gift and kind us the fee in return for being able to help them out throughout the year. That's all I wanted to say.
I like that idea. Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Did I? Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Point of order.
Cause y'all be all talking. Go ahead, Chad. Point of order.
My point of order is that before you debate the motion, we have an amendment. We have an amendment from Richard Uzzell that Egberto Willis be our representative. Before we get into the meat of the motion, we have to address the amendment. As much as I don't like it.
Request for information.
Is Egberto on this line? Is it Egberto? Are you still here?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening. Look,
Madam Chair, I withdraw my second. I withdraw my second. Thank you.
And request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay, fine. Let me just ask Egberto this question, please. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, look, I've been the representative at HPJC for the last time, and I'm on the board at HPJC, so I mean, it seems like a normal occurrence, but again.
There you go. All right, moving to the next part. Thank you, Egberto. moving to the next part, what was it?
I'd ask for the floor, Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Dwayne.
Is it safe to believe and expect that you would agree, based on the motion as it was originally written, that you would agree to represent the station, the LSB?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, then it seems to me that this would be a substitute motion because the way Ted, I didn't look at it, but the way he stated the motion, it said you would be, you have agreed to be the representative.
Yeah, he did, but I have not agreed.
Okay. Ted, would you like to address, Madam Chair, would you allow Ted to address what the intentions of that motion and statement, including you, and how can we clean this up?
I obviously think there's a miscommunication between Venetia and I. But we have an amendment on the floor. If we vote to approve that amendment, then the part about Venetia Williams representing us becomes mute.
Well Madam Chair, may I? Because it appears that the whole issue is moot. If, in fact, Alberto has already been representing KPFT, at least in deed and word, he's paying his own membership, he's on the board, what need do we need to go forward with a $45 membership if all that isn't already in place?
As far as I know, and I've been at the last two meetings of the HPJC board, they have not identified Egberto as being a representative, and we have never received any reports back from Egberto. He may be an individual member, but he is not representing KPFT as I understand it.
Can we vote on the amendment, please?
Bill Crozier's hand is up, Madam Chair.
Crozier, go ahead. Teresa, after Crozier, please make whatever you're about to say brief.
Okay, thanks. It's correct that Egberto he's an individual member of HBJC, and he's on the board as an individual member, but he's not representing KPFT, at least not yet. And I know because I'm also on that HBJC board, and I have been for quite a few years. And I think Egberto would be a good representative for KPFT.
I do. I really do. Teresa.
I'm just not sure why it's necessary for our organization to be officially a member of HPJC. If we cover their events and we talk about how important they are to the community in our programming, then they will get dues-paying members, and they will get supporters. It's like, you know, we're not asking that they join up our organization. I just don't understand why that's necessary.
It's called networking, Teresa. Ted, go ahead. And Ted, you're the last person because I'm going to wrap this one up.
Madam Chair, I actually had my hand up.
I'm sorry, Dwayne, because I can't see you right now.
Okay, I'll be brief.
Since it's his motion, he's the last person to speak. Go ahead.
Have we approved the amendment?
That's what we're going to do as soon as Dwayne finishes talking.
I wanted to speak to the main motion, not the amendment.
I move that we postpone any action on this matter until the next meeting because I believe we should have. I would like to bring forth a motion of reciprocity, alluding to before Mr. Bay spoke, before David spoke, I had thought if I was in Alberto's shoes, I certainly would have been recruiting folk over there asking them to take out memberships. And that would be the reciprocity that I'm speaking of. But at least if we're going to take a membership out there, they should take out some base membership here. And I would like the opportunity to bring such a motion forward at the next meeting.
Point of order. The motion to suspend or postpone is out of order. We're talking about selecting a representative. We're not talking about the motion to join the Houston Peace and Justice Center at this point.
You're right. I'll do it at that point. You're right.
All right. All those in favor of the on the floor as Berto being a representative for KQED.
KPFT.
KPFT. Say so everybody, all those in favor. Well, let me put it like this. Are there any dissensions to that motion?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay, that's one person. Anybody else?
Susie. Okay. Susie.
I got you, Susie.
All righty.
Anybody else? All right. How many people are on, were here? I know it was 18 at one time. Is it still 18, Paula?
We have 29 people online at this time. I'm not sure the ones with the telephones. I'm not sure if they're members or whom.
22 members.
Adriana, what's your vote?
What I don't understand, I mean, okay. every time that the motion or a substitute or a whatever you want to put there, somebody want to postpone. You postpone the main motion. This is a ridiculous exercise.
I agree.
We are accepting somebody and then we go to the next motion and then we postpone the motion. I believe that we should go to the main motion and postpone it. And before we have a really big vote, be sure that we know what we are talking about and we have all of these, at least all of these sort out. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Okay, and that's it. Richard, go ahead. I have two no's right now on this motion.
I would ask that we take a roll call and see what the vote is.
Oh, I was trying not to have no roll call on this, like Adriana said.
Nancy on the stack, please.
I agree with 100%. Nancy.
Yes, I believe a move to postpone is not debatable. Am I wrong?
Ted?
Yeah.
We're talking of Dwayne's desire to postpone doesn't have anything to do.
Not on Dwayne's motion. We're right here with Berto. Do you want him to be the representative? That is what you just told me from parliamentary procedure that we need to dispose of this motion. That is what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
Do you guys want Berto to be the representative?
The only way to tell is with the vote. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
I would like to call the question on the amendment regarding Egberto.
That's what we're doing.
Can we please just vote? Thank you.
Roll call. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, I was
roll call.
Finding notes here. Okay, yes. Teresa, this is the vote on the amendment, right?
To accept yay or nay to Egberto. Make it simple so you know what we vote on. Teresa
says yes.
Okay, Teresa says yes. Adriana, guess a nay?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gartner?
No.
Oh, no? Okay. You? I don't work you as president. Patrick White?
Egberto is awesome. I vote yes.
Okay. Patrick votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Abstain.
Susie abstains. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Rolline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Nardhomi?
No.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Venetia, I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis?
Where are you going, Berto?
Right. Abstain. It's for me, so I can't vote for myself.
Okay. You could, but that's all right. Let's see. Let me go back. People that didn't.
You don't hear. Need to go for me.
Venetia and Patel Adams? Yeah. Didn't hear you. Or Deb?
They're not here.
Do you wish to vote, Venetia?
Yes. Yes.
You vote yes? Okay. So let me count. Seven yes, two no's. So motion passes. The amendment passes.
The amendment passes.
Okay, the amendment passes. The main motion is for us to join Houston Peace and Justice Center under KPFT.
KPFT under KPFT.
Huh? You can say it's still KPFT LSB. KPFT LSB. Yes, Ted.
The 20 or so organizations that belong to the Houston Peace and Justice Center, I am absolutely sure will be likely to join KPFT, the $45 investment, and the fact that we're spending this amount of time on $45, it's not that we don't like the Houston Peace and Justice Center, is a ridiculous waste of our time. Delaying this thing to another meeting is ridiculous. And I think that we ought to join. We ought to help build them up. We ought to get their help in building up KPFT. And we ought to get this over with right here, right now, so that Egberto can participate in their meeting, which I think is happening in either this month or next month.
Okay. Can somebody call for
Point of information.
Lastly, I would like to add, I think it's a very good idea for us to join the Citizens Environmental Coalition as well. Great investments to get the community involved with KPFT.
Now you just added something to the motion. Teresa.
No. Just point of information, Madam Chair. I thought you said that the station is not paying the $45. Who's paying the $45?
Somebody donated the money.
Okay. Thank you.
Nancy on the stack.
Alberto's hand is up, Madam Chair.
Alberto and then Nancy.
Yeah, I just want to concur with what Ted just said. I think it's important for us to have a lot of collaboration. So anytime anything with any organization that comes along with collaborations, I think whether in exchange in kind, if we can negotiate that, but I love that sentiment that we all work together for a big cause. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Alberto. Can somebody call for the question? Oh.
Nancy.
Nancy. And then can somebody please call for the question? Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. I had asked PK if she would represent us because she had done this before when she was on the board representing KPFT. But she said yes, she would do this, but We seem to have rushed to decide, and I don't know whether it has to be a person that's on the LSB that's representing us, or can that be somebody on the CAB? I don't know. I just feel like we rushed, and we weren't unprepared for nominating somebody to represent us.
Duly noted. Somebody, Dwayne, I heard your voice.
Yes, Madam Chair, I think it's customary for an individual who makes a motion or an amendment to motivate it. And Ted got a chance to tell you how ridiculous it was, but I didn't get a chance to address how I thought. But since you did indicate, that the money was already donated now, and I think that means Mr. David and the station won't be writing a check that the money's coming out of somebody else's pocket. So at this point, I withdraw.
Oh, okay.
I call the question if there's any more debate. I hope there isn't, and we can go to a vote.
Okay. Bill, roll call.
I thought we did.
No objections.
You want to see if there's any objections? I haven't heard
any. Are there any objections? Thank you. By consensus, the motion passes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, moving along. Pacifica National Board committee reports. You guys have 4 minutes apiece. First person, come on.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I thought when you were telling the agenda that it would be the national director's report first, right? And then
that's what I said.
You said committees. So I would like to hear from the national directors if that's what you want. Proposing.
What I said. 4 minutes apiece. I just said that.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Go ahead,
may I be recognized?
Go ahead.
Okay, so just to let everybody know, the Pacifica National Board is currently in the voting process for the Pacifica National Board directors, members on each of the committees, and that should be finalized, I believe, well, the deadline is the 13th of February, so we should know by the 14th or shortly thereafter what National Board members are on what National Board committees. Secondly, the second round of the PPP loan has been received in the national office. And thirdly, we are needing to assess how we're going to pay back the FJC loan. They have offered an extension of the loan, which everybody should know that it was due on, I believe it was April the 1st of this year. One of the PMB members reached out to them and they did offer an extension. There was a good bit of back and forth regarding that. And there is a loan committee as well as a strategic planning committee as well as a finance committee, all on the national board. And everybody's trying to come up with the plan that we need to submit to the FJC folks in order for them to actual sign that extension in writing. We don't have anything in writing. We just have a commitment that they're willing to extend, but they want, you know, certain things in return in order to do that. And one of them is our plan on how we're going to pay back their loan. If they give us an extension, they want to see something concrete that's doable and practical from the Pacifica National Board, from our executive director and whatnot. So that's kind of where we are. Those are the most important things that I can think of right now. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. The next person.
Yes, this is Lyndon. I'll speak next.
Go ahead.
Okay. Back in December, early December, Sandra, Wally, and myself asked for a director's inspection of the KPFT books, basically, and we also want to inspect the facility since it had been closed to us for so long. And it languished. Nobody acted on it. So we got it put on the agenda for January 7th, and then January 28th. It still hadn't been acted upon on the agenda. So we got it moved up and debated although it's an the director's inspection is an absolute right to a director's inspection, so it shouldn't have to have been debated. But just like when our treasurer wanted to get bank statements, we had to push the IED. So in this situation, we got a motion, got it forwarded, and after some revision to our motion, which had to do with time, we didn't need to go down inspecting the station anymore since we have a new director there that could do it. And so we got our director's inspection was moved forward by acclamation to direct the IED and or the ICFO to obtain the information that we requested.
Okay, next person.
I would just like to add that the deadline for all of our requests is March the 2nd, and we did move that back a little bit because our ICFO was in the middle of getting everything ready for the 2019 audits. And also Mr. Lark, who was not part of that original request, has asked to be included in it, and that was all approved as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. You've heard the financial report. Now, okay. Let me give you a political report. The issues that were in front of the PNB regarding why the director's inspection was debated, because no one disagreed that there's an absolute right for a director's inspection, but some of the things Lyndon had requested and the two were a bit ridiculous, and that's what was debated, and he has admitted in his own statement that it was revised, and those subsequent ridiculous requests were taken out, and it passed, and it passed unanimously. Such things like the passwords to the Facebook, passwords to the website, and all of that, including having a personnel sitting there while they wanted to go through the building and to be exposed, whether it was COVID or whether it was the alleged or unalleged mold or whatever the case was. So that was ameliorated by simply revising it, and it got through. Now, the other political take is that, of course, the National Board voted in the opposite direction that it previously voted last year, which we had representation that reflected the whole of the United States, as opposed to now, you'll notice that the election of board officers are all white. Some people say that's not important, that's not significant, but I continue to point out it is significant because America's not all white, and the board is not all. In fact, the board is made up of 60% non-white, and yet, just like with KPFT delegation, with three whites and one black, and KP and Houston, certainly is not representative of Houston market. And so I just point that out because it is a reflection of non-diversity from the most diverse city in the nation. And so I would continue to point out that having an all-white national leadership team is not necessarily bodes well to CPB, bodes well to anyone who says that Pacifica is a progressive group. And for whatever reason, it was done. I reserve the balance of the time for any questions that members may have.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to make a comment.
Okay, Sandra.
Okay, well, number one, not everybody's all white. I've already explained to this LSB that I'm a Heinz 57. I am part Indigenous and I'm part Hispanic and I'm part white. Also, I'm the only woman on the National Board officer as the vice chair. So I think it's important to include women as part of that minority. Thank you.
Chair, I'd like to come back.
Yes, Dwayne.
I point out that previously the board was diverse. It had a white woman, so that's nothing new. But as Sandra loved to point out, whatever that term she used, the truth of the matter for those who live in the color of dark when we walk in a room or we try to get a job or we try to get a bank loan, she don't look like a person of color. She don't look like an Indian. She don't. So in other words, to say one thing, but to live the privilege of another is quite a different story for the point.
Madam Chair, Teresa's hand is up.
Teresa, go ahead.
I just want to respond to your statement that the reason why the inspection is now approved is because something ridiculous has been taken out. I can't really say why it was passed. I'm just very glad that it was passed because we asked for an inspection and there was no action. Also, I mean, if you're going to talk about politics, you, Mr. Lark, have a motion on the National Finance Committee that KPFT not have to pay central services. We have a huge loan that needs to be paid back, and the money that we need to pay for the people that do our audits, and because we have our audits done, if we keep up with our audits, we can get additional monies, for example. It's very important that we pay back this loan. Our building is collateral for that loan. So I think it's important that we deal with that issue. And that's a political issue that needs to be dealt with. And I'm all for paying into central services. I want KPFT to pay its debts and not get into more debt and to use our money wisely. So that's a political issue that I'm concerned about. And that's why in particular I'm interested in the director's inspections. Also, I've been told that in front of the PNB and in front of several other groups, you have suggested that we sell our building and rent a building in Third Ward. I don't ever remember that being discussed with this LSB. And so I will encourage you to maybe bring it up at our finance committee meeting if you think that that is a solution to some of the problems we have, or you'd like to discuss it, because I don't know how we can get out from underneath using our building as collateral for this big loan. So suggesting that we sell our building, maybe you can correct me, maybe you're wrong, but
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
So that's just what I heard.
Go ahead, Dwayne, and Sandy, okay. You're excellent.
Well, first off, I think the members' comments underscore ridiculousness. I think there's a show called Ridiculousness. She was on the call last night of the National Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Of the issue she's referring to, a motion that's been in abeyance
mm-hmm.
for several months referred to the National Finance Committee. I withdrew the motion last night. Here she is bringing it up tonight as if it's of mm-hmm. some significance. That's ridiculous. And on the face of her other comments, I don't, please don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt.
Thank you.
Now, on the face of her further previous comments about ridiculousness of some of the requests that were made in this director's inspection, I have said that sometimes I think she does have a problem with processing information. But I have said that there is an absolute. We all agree, 21 members agree, that there's an absolute right to director's inspection. Was not included in that absolute right is access to the passwords of certain things that were asked for. What is not absolute right is to have a personnel down in a building that allegedly has exposure. What is not an absolute right is to have personnel interface with people when we're living in a COVID-19 experience here in Houston, Texas, is on the rise. And having them sit in the building while someone else is looking in the building, which the member who brought this forth had absolute right to say and have said that that's moot now because this manager has made all of that available, so to speak. And then there was these suggestions at the national board level that something untoward, something was being hidden, which was ridiculous on its face as well. That would be a slight at the manager of the station and of the business manager of the station. And finally, I think it's important to note that, okay, we'll leave it at that, Madam Chair, for the sake of time.
Thank you for the sake of time. Wally, I have not heard Wally's report.